plays. Alan Jackson, Jimmy Buffett, 5 o'clock somewhere, I wish. It is 8:17. How are you doing today? A little bit later on this morning, we're going to be singing for Blake Shelton and concert tickets. And right now, I've got Molly with Hot Flash Wines in the studio with me today. First, I gotta tell you this thing. I had one of those little brushes with... See, my brushes with fame are different than other people's brushes with fame. Is I look... Because I meet famous people, but sometimes I like to meet people who've met other famous people that I have no chance of meeting. And I talked to a guy today who got his long-distance dedication on a Casey Kasem show in the mid-'80s.
No way.
Yeah, seriously.
No way.
You know anybody who's ever done that?
I know. I've tried to call in many times, and I think I wanted to hear some kind of Air Supply song, you know, dedicated to, like, my ninth-grade boyfriend, but never got through.
Oh,
I know. Air Supply,
oh
baby.
Yeah. I think the key was writing a letter, because this guy wrote a letter.
Yeah.
And that's how it happened. So that might have been the key right there. So
I'm feeling a little like Casey, though, that dementia thing.
Oh,
I think a lot to do with menopause, Mike. If I don't write it down.
Let's get into why you're here. You're not here to feed me any wine. I can see that.
I know, and I'm so disappointed. I heard the promo. I'm like, oh, no, I'm going empty-handed.
First of all, let me ask you, how's this Hot Flash Wines going?
Oh, my God, Mike. Amazing. Better than I've ever expected. The support, the sales, the movement, the emotion, everything that goes with it has just been more than I can expect.
It was kind of funny because we got to help launch it here on the
radio. Yeah, you sure did.
Got
a lot of comments after that.
So, just curiosity, where can I get a bottle of one of your Hot Flash?
Well, still through me. Okay. Giving me the ringy dingy on the telephone, but we're going to be exclusively online. All of my merchandise, all of my wine, all of my product will be on hotflashwines.com.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned the word menopause.
Oh, yes.
Okay. You are connected with a performance.
I am connected. The most amazing thing has happened. Menopause the Musical and I are in collaboration with their Northern California shows.
Oh, my gosh.
And they also flew me to Vegas a few months ago, and I got to meet their cast and crew, wined and dined, and they found a beautiful partnership in Hot Flash Wine. So we are kind of doing some really crazy things together, and I'm really excited.
So tell me, how's this going to work? I mean, is the performance going to be, where's this performance going to be?
Oh, my gosh, we're having it PV this year. We're having 4 performances in Chico, July 18th, 19th, and 20th. I kind of wanted to give back to the schools. Mark Edson over at Chico Theater Company is selling tickets.
We know Mark.
Really,
he's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're selling tickets on ChicoTix.com. Really excited about the shows. We're going to have post parties at the Poor House Friday and Saturday night, which is fun. Thank you, Sam.
Featuring a little Hot Flash
Wine. Yeah, we're going to feature Hot Flash Wines. So, and I understand there'll be some product placement at the show. So Hot Flash Wine will be featured. And I hear there may be a cameo, Mike.
No.
Yeah, no. There's that celebrity thing going on.
Oh, no, really? Have they contacted you and said...
No, we've talked about it. There's a lot of good things in the work.
So is it a little cameo thing? Is this sort of like a big secret that we...
Well, I'm not sure. Well, secret, I'm not very big on secrets. I can't keep secrets to save my life. But let's just say anybody who might know a certain redhead who lives in Chico who sells Hot Flash Wines...
Awesome!
Yeah, me and Casey Kasem now are like celebrities.
I guess.
No?
Let me rub your elbows a little bit. That's awesome.
Oh, it's so much fun.
That's great. So the performance you said is over at the Pleasant Valley High School Theater there.
Right at the theater.
Mm-hmm. And it's in July 18th?
July 18th, 19th, and 20th. Not just for women, but for men. And I expect that you and many men will be there.
Okay. And we'll be cheering for you and,
so much fun.
Somehow hold up my little Dixie cup of,
No, I'll get you a glass.
Hot Flash Wine. Okay. Thank you. Molly, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. I'm really excited. We're also doing a show in Reading on July 13th and Lodi June 3rd. People have to stay in touch with my Facebook and my Twitter and all the things because we're giving tickets away. And if you want, we can give tickets away today if you want.
Woo!
Tickets.
Well, let's do that.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, we'll just, I'll tell you what, let's just, if you would like to go, Tell me if you've tasted a hot flash wine.
Yeah.
I remember there were like four flavors.
We've got Mood Swing Merlot, Covers Off Chardonnay, and Zin Opaz.
Uh-huh.
Krabby Cabby and Personal Summer Pinot are coming soon.
Nice. Okay. So yeah, if you'd like to check out one of the performances in Chico, looks like I got a pair of free tickets for you. Buzz me up on the Blaze Line, 899-1035. Thank you, Molly.
Mike. Thank you, as always.
All right. Break a leg, as they say.
Yeah.
Maybe. Frankie Valder with a hell of a life coming up on 103.5 The Blaze.
It's 2013.
Hey, good morning. It's The Blaze. What's your name?
Margie.
Margie, where are you from?
Chico.
So have you ever tasted one of these hot flash wines?
I did. I drank some with Molly at a jewelry party, and I bought her hot flash t-shirt that is very comfortable and flattering on the body.
That is awesome, Margie. So who drank more, you or Molly?
Girls don't tell secrets.
Well, I got a pair of free tickets for you. That sound good?
Awesome. It sounds great. Thank you. Thanks, Molly.
Girls don't tell secrets. Come on. It's 8:25. Thanks, Margie. Frankie Ballard, it's a hell of a life on 103.5 The Blaze.